Hello all, my name is Varun and I'm Community Growth Marketer at Amplis and your host for the Startup Show. And in this show, you can hear the startup founders share their startup experiences and learnings. On this special Web Summit edition, we have a very special guest today. Yes, so his name is David Puron, who is the CEO of Barbara IoT. And he would like to share his Web Summit experience in the Startup Show. So I welcome David Puron to this show and would like to hear his startup experience at the Web Summit as well as about his startup. Hi, David.
Hi, Varun. How are you? Hi, everybody.
I'm good. Thank you for asking. So I'm really excited. Thank you, first of all. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show. On the short notice, you accepted the invitation and you came to the show to just share the experience at the Web Summit. And I saw your startup in the Startup Showcase. So I'm pretty much sure you have a lot of stories to share for this with the Web Summit stories you have. So please start with the Web Summit experience you had.
Well, the Web Summit, it was the first time I was there. And the first thing I experienced was the energy of the people. I've been in a lot of shows. But we came from the industrial world and we used to go to a lot of industry, heavy industry shows. And normally the energy is not as high as I could experience in the Web Summit. So there were tons of people coming, everybody with a lot of ideas, a lot of proposals, a lot of really innovative technologies. So I think it's been very enriching for me and for the company. But yeah, it's amazing to see how many people with a lot of energy and a lot of ideas and a lot of intentions to improve the world can be the same place in the same moment. Yeah.
Yes. So I heard there was like more than 70,000 people attended this Web Summit. And it was a huge crowd, right? So like, how did you manage to organize your startup and, you know, showcase the startup in front of everyone?
Well, we came as part of the acceleration program of a big electric company called EDP from Portugal. So we were part of their showcase. They enabled us to have one booth, a small booth for the whole show. And we were present in the booth for the 3 days, and we had a lot of people. We were not only single minute without anybody there, so it was amazing. And then in parallel, we managed to have a lot of one-to-one meeting with investors, partners, potential customers. These meetings were organized in a separate area. So one of us was always showcasing the booth, and the other persons were spread around the event, either having one-to-one meetings or visiting customers and partners in their booth. So it's been a very, very active 3 days, but also well organized. So we got a lot from that.
Exactly. So it was 3 day when, and all the 3 days you had booth, right?
Yeah. We had booth 3 days, and as I said, always with people.
Yes. So moving on, to what would be what is Barbara IoT?
So Barbara IoT, we provide a secure edge platform for IoT, and I'll tell you what is this. In the Web Summit, I saw a lot of companies who were providing artificial intelligence, big data, predictive maintenance. I used to say that these companies, I call them the brains, because they have algorithms, they have a lot of things that are really capable of doing things with data. But for any brain, you need senses, you need eyes, you need touch, you need nose. So basically a brain needs the data, and this is exactly what we do. So our software runs in the edge. That means very close to the things of the Internet of Things, the sensors, the actuators, the industrial equipment, and we gather data to feed these algorithms. And one may think that this is easy. It may be easy if you have one sensor or if the data is very simple, but when you want to scale and you have 1 million sensors all over the world, you have data coming from different sources, different types of data that these different treatment. This is where you need a platform like us. So our secured software is collecting data from millions of sources, is cleaning the data, is doing some processing, cleaning that, and then securing it, encrypting it, and send it to the platforms. The platforms is not ours. It's any partner, any customer, whoever wants to do algorithms with the data. But we are experts in gather data, secure it, and distribute it to those platforms.
So it's basically like you're providing, is it a hardware or is it a software product?
It's a software product that needs to run in hardware. It needs to run in what it is called IoT gateways. But these IoT gateways are manufactured by a lot of partners. So our product is the software. So imagine the IoT gateway is a small mini computer. It can be from one provider, from another. So the core of the of our product is the software that goes into this IoT gateway. And this software enables to interact with tons of protocols, collect data, process it, and send it to the cloud.
So who is the target audience for this product you have?
So it's mainly industrial customers. So we have three verticals developed. One is the energy, the other is industrial logistics, and the other is agriculture. We are now developing more verticals like transport, or manufacturing, but at the end of the day, our customer is those industrial companies who first have deployments, huge deployments all over the world, and second, they have like industrial equipment where they need to connect data, and it's normally not as easy as it could be, for example, in a very modern IoT house. So we are not consumer, we are industry focused, and the more complex the industry is, the more value our product provides.
Okay, just to get a clarification, could you state an example? Like, let's say if you use it for a transportation or a, you know, logistics, how can we use Barbara IoT in that industries?
So let's say transportation logistics. So let's say that you want to get information from your logistic vehicles, right? So let's say that you have one vehicle, one type of vehicle, and you want to extract information. That may seem simple, right? So one may think, okay, my vehicle is already connected or whatever. Now let's say that you have not only one vehicle, but three vehicles of different vendors. Now the things start to be more complex. Now imagine that you want to mix data from the vehicles with data from your warehouse, right? So instead of integrating with, let's say, four different data sources, in each of these data sources, in each of these four type of vehicles or three types of vehicles, in each of the warehouses, we will put a small mini computer, which is an IoT gateway, and then we deploy our software there. And the deployment is completely remote. It's managed from a centralized management server. So when the IoT gateways are connected to the internet, we deploy our software. And in our software, we configure exactly what it needs to be done. So for example, from the vehicle, we say we extract data from this interface, for example, an OBD interface, which is something that is usually present in every vehicle. And then we extract the speed and the revolutions. And then from the GPS sensor that is in the vehicle, we extract the position. And then from the warehouse, we extract the, position of the different vehicles within the warehouse, with the present sensors. We can get volume of certain elements in the warehouse, and then with each of these small gateways, we collect all the data and we centralize. So from the central point of view, instead of integrating with 1,000 different systems, you are integrating always with the same system, and all the data is completely secure. So you can cope with regulations and everything, and all the management of these data gathering and everything is remote. So as I said, you can do it worldwide, as it's going to be very simple, because for us, from our central management system, we can deploy these configurations.
Okay, and all the information or the data is like 100% secure?
Yeah, it's completely secure, both the data as when it is in transit, so it is encrypted, so that nobody can intercept it, but also in the IoT gateway itself. So the IoT gateway, when using our software, is protected from hacking. So if someone tries to enter the IoT gateway, which is actually the gate to go to those vehicles and so on, this gateway is completely secure. So we're able to provide Internet of Things, so connecting things to internet, but in a secure way.
Great. So it's well explained, and thank you for giving me such a great explanation. And moving on, so what are the next 6 months plans, 6 months milestones you are looking ahead, like including the go-to-market strategies, and how you're going to, you know, like how you're going to target the customers for your business?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so as I said, so far we've been 3 years in the market, and it's been a really very successful years. Okay. So as I said, we have very good references and customers on these three verticals. Now we are moving into a second step, which is trying to scale the company. So for scaling the company, first we are about to close our first investment round, which is still confidential, but we will be doing the announcement early 2020. Okay. And then with this investment round, basically we're going to expand commercially. We're going to create a partners program so that our partners all over the world can be trained to develop projects with our product. And also we want to establish in internationally, because currently we are very Spain and European focus.
Okay, so first it will be European countries you are targeting.
Yeah. So our next step is Europe, and then probably in 2021 we will go abroad.
Great. Amazing. All the best wishes and congratulations for raising the fund as well.
Thank you.
So my next question will. So how many team members are working in Barbara IoT right now?
So we have 20 people team. So it's very engineering focused. So we've been developing this product in these 3 years. With a core group of engineers, experts in cybersecurity, firmware, and IoT. We're starting to grow little by little in marketing and sales, and part of this investment run is going to be to grow on that area. But currently, 75% of the team is engineering focused.
Okay, great. And what particular tech stacks are you using to develop this product?
What particular, sorry?
Tech stacks.
The tech stacks. Yeah, so our product, the software that runs into the IoT gateways, is a Linux distribution that is built by ourselves. It is called called Barbara OS. So the reason why we built a Linux distribution ourselves was security. So instead of using any Linux distribution that is out there, we created from the Linux kernel, we created our own Linux distribution and make it first very secure and second very IoT focused. So the typical Linux distributions can, for example, the footprint can be 2 gigabytes or 1.5 gigabytes. In our case, it's 100 or 150 megabytes. And it's very, very well designed, so that, for example, the firmware updates are doing very efficiently with differential updates and so on. So the Linux distribution is the core of the technology, and then for all the management and so on, we're using the typical IoT protocols like MQTT and other type of protocols. But yeah, then in our management console, we're using Docker, because we want this to be very portable. So currently this is hosted on our cloud, but if a customer wants to host it himself, it's just a simple porting. So this is what we decided.
Great, amazing. So my next question would be like, considering the competition or the looking ahead into the competition, who would you really consider as a great competition in this industry, and how are you going to disrupt them?
Well, there are some direct competitors that are providing very similar products. I wouldn't say that there are a lot of them. Like, for example, one of the main competitors is called Balina. It's from the US. I think they have a great product. I think they are a little bit less focused on industry than what we are. For us, the key and the market is, as I said, the industry. So we are very focused on industry. What does it mean? That means that you need to understand the operational technology. You need to understand the OT protocols. You need to understand business model from the industry. And a lot of things that are from people coming from the IT world is not that easy. So we are starting to be very focused on the industry, and we want to gain this market. I believe there is IoT is huge, and there is a space for everybody. Like, I'm sure that Balina will be really successful in other niches, but we want to conquer the industry market. Then, apart from that, I think there are some other players, the typical industrial one, which are trying to provide also IoT solutions like ours. So let's say, for example, Siemens or General Electric. I think the challenge that these people have is like that they used to have like a very monolithic approach with legacy products and a lot of legacy code. And for them, it's a little bit complex to adapt to this really agile world, which is the IoT. So in this case, I think we're going to be able to move faster and also have a less monolithic approach. We're very focused on solving one specific problem. We don't want to provide a solution for the whole problem. For example, you can have your own data platform. You can have your own data algorithms. We don't care. So we just care about gathering data, encrypt it, send it to you. And in this case, for this specific feature, we think that we will be able to disrupt the world.
That's great. So wonderful hearing that. So what is the biggest challenge you face when you are considering you as an entrepreneur?
Yeah, so the biggest challenge that we had, I will say, is, as I said, is scalability. I mean, it's when you are launching a startup, you get a lot of customers, a lot of projects, and sometimes it's difficult to absorb those projects at the same time that you are trying to create the scalability model with investment. And so it's sometimes very difficult to focus on the important things. So it's a little bit overwhelming. And the challenge, I think, making a startup profitable, we are profitable right now, is fine, but scaling to be able like a reference, to be a reference platform like we want to do is the more challenging thing.
Okay, so thank you for sharing your challenges as well. This will be the second last question on this show, and it's basically a simple question. So what is your being supercharged moment for 2019, and what was the biggest learning from that?
Well, the best moment, I think, as I said, we've been together with EDP in the Web Summit. We are there because we are finalists of a program where I will say that more than 2,000 or 3,000 startups were applying, and we were selected as one of the 9 most promising startups by EDP all over the world. So this has been a great achievement for us. And the learning that we had is that you need to be resilient, because we presented ourselves to the same program 2 years ago and we failed. And in this case, we won. So if you have a vision and you have an idea that you think is good, no matter how many times you are rejected, you need to keep pushing. So I think that's probably the best learning.
Wonderful. That's very inspiring in a sense, if you take it. It's really great. So my last question for all the young entrepreneurs like out there, because since you are very well, experienced startup entrepreneur, what would be the best three advices you would like to give to them?
The best three advices. The first one will be a partner with whoever you know you're going to be working well. So don't partner with someone who comes with $1 million if you don't know him. Just partner with, you're going to spend a lot of time with him or her, and you don't have to take tough decisions. You're going to have to pass tough moments. So that I think selecting the right people is probably number one choice that you have to do. The second is focus on the customers. I know everybody thinks that has a great idea, but if you don't validate this with customers, makes no sense. So if you have an idea before starting to invest in a lot of things, just validate with customers, talk to them, have meetings, and so on. And the third one is with regards to the investment. I had a previous company called Blackphone, and we had a lot of investment, and it was really hard to manage. So think before asking for money. I think if you better have some revenues before asking for money, so that you have like more control over what you're doing. I think. The later you get money, external money, the better, because you will have more control and more understanding of what you're doing.
That's great. That was the best three advices from Mr. David Pioran, who is the CEO of the Barbara IoT, all the way from Portugal, right?
Spain, right next to Portugal. It's pretty the same. We're very similar.
So it was a very pleasure having you on the show. Since time is very limited, I actually wanted to discuss more and more. But anyway, this was just a warm up, and we'll be coming up with a lot of more podcasting series with David Pioran in the upcoming futures, because there is going to be a big milestones ahead, and you have a lot of achievements and a lot of aspirations to finish. And throughout the journey, we'll be there. So we'll be coming up with another episode with David Pioran. So thank you so much for joining this podcast series and sharing your experience at the Web Summit and, teaching us what is Barbara IoT and how it helps the community. So I wish you all the best from our end, and looking forward to, have another series with you.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So I will drop Barbara IoT's website URLs in the descriptions below. So please do check it out. And you can also reach out to him through LinkedIn. I'll leave the description down below. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye.